This is very unfortunate and a disgrace. Thank you.
All right, but Biji, you also need to understand the context behind some of these things. People would also make reference to what has happened in the past before. We've seen certain individuals also make statements. People have been convicted before, and it's been attributed, others have attributed it to a whole larger grouping. So we've seen some of these things happen, and that's why people are looking at issues of fair justice and fair implementation of the law. So you need to also understand those who are arguing from the other perspective have that particular concern.
Well, I respect their views, and I hope and trust that they will be able to respect my views as well. At the end of the day, life continues. We are one big family. We are all Zambians.
All right. Thank you so much, Miji, for coming through. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My comment is, the police should investigate that case. We are not sure of that case. So maybe the police should enter in that case to investigate. That's my take.
All right, thank you. Well, when you talk about also the police getting, we've had leaked audios that have gone out, and the people have called for that to happen, and people have not seen, I guess, satisfactory updates or conclusions to some of these matters. I think perhaps they're still being investigated, and one day get conclusions to some of those issues. There's a message from Nathan Petechalo. It says, good morning. What the RTS boss said is wrong and shouldn't be tolerated. He's a leader and should be able to show wisdom and maturity. Getting a job should be based on merit and not based on your name. Opposition members are being harassed and arrested for such statements. What makes the RTSA boss special? Jacob Mwanza says, good morning. I have no problem with him promoting diversity, but I have a problem with him sidelining the best candidate. All right. Katami Maxo says, Okay. I'll not read that message. I just saw it late that he asked for his identity to be withheld. So,
wow. I think the message clearly says, hide my identity. And you won't say the name.
So I'll leave it.
We're not going to read that message. We won't proceed.
But, in conclusion, I guess, one thing we've come to realize is I think this issue really needs to be thoroughly addressed, like on a national level, maybe even properly like defined and described, because it seems some folks do not know where the line gets to be drawn. When does it become issues of... Because remember, even for Dr. Chimamanda Ngozi, his argument was that he was preaching diversity. He was trying to promote diversity across the country, that things shouldn't just happen a certain way in one part of the country should happen. So he says he was trying to promote diversity, which is what we're hearing now. Again, the RTSA boss saying he was trying to promote diversity. So now the big question is, where does the line get to be drawn?
To Marcus, I should not be judged. Just someone sees my surname and sees Chama, then you say, we're not going to pick without knowing my full... without just knowing that I'm a Zambian. Secondly, this mentality has slowly crept into even sports. I've heard people saying, when they're talking, and saying that, oh, why is it that, or where are these names, where are these tribes in the sports teams? And this is sad. You can see that this attitude is being pushed into sports. So people need to be held accountable. There's no way that you can look at people's names and judge them and say that this one, we don't need, not based on merit, but based on simply grouping everyone and saying that because this one is Chama, because this one is Chilesha, because this one is Hamusonde, because this one is this, you know, they shouldn't be there. It should always be merit-based.
Mm. Well, I know it's a very, very broad conversation, and that's why we really need to be very, very deliberate in having these conversations to avoid situations like this getting to happen again, really. So we avoid this back and forth, really, as a country. Well, this is where we leave it for now, because we've got the news at 8 coming up next with Paddy Nugando.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win nama muli 1 million na ABSA. Play your cards right, Muntulanji, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Good morning. Apologies for bringing the main news late. The headlines: political analyst warns of bleak future for Tonse Alliance ahead of 2026 polls. UPND urges long-serving party MPs to step down and make way for new aspirants. And in global news, Israeli tanks push into major Gaza City residential area. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma says the future of the Tonse Alliance remains bleak and doubtful ahead of the 2026 general elections, citing persistent internal wrangles that have continued to characterize the alliance. Dr. Ngoma has attributed the ongoing divisions to what he describes as blind ambition, where every leader wants to take charge, creating an environment of mistrust and competition rather than unity. He observes that the alliance lacks proper conflict resolution mechanisms, a shortcoming that has led to continued internal disputes, now casting a shadow over its ability to remain a viable political force ahead of the polls. Dr. Ngoma, in an interview with Phoenix News, has emphasized the urgent need for internal reforms if the alliance is to survive.
There is blind ambition. Ambition that does not recognize that leaders are produced not by imposition, but rather by a process. It's also blind ambition. It makes people to simply wake up one day and say, I will be the leader, I will be. But leaders don't image like that. They must image through a process. That is what I'm referring to as the law of the situation.
Early this week, Alliance Vice Chairman Sean Tembo asked its member, Webby Mwate, to suspend himself from the alliance following his endorsement of acting PF President Kevin Luwinda as the 2026 alliance presidential candidate. And on Tuesday, the PF Secretary General Rapo Nakatinda addressed party members, expressing concern on how alliance partners are attacking the former ruling party ahead of next year's poll. UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Menda has called on long-serving party members of parliament to consider stepping down to pave the way for aspiring candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections. Ms. Menda says a dignified exit for veteran MPs would allow for party renewal while highlighting the crucial role experienced lawmakers play in mentoring newcomers. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Menda believes it is honorable for long-serving MPs to leave the stage while still appreciated, making way for fresh faces. She, however, stressed that experienced MPs are essential in guiding new lawmakers on effective parliamentary presentation. Ms. Menda has revealed that the UPND aims to strike a balance between seasoned politicians and new candidates for continuity, growth, and sustainable development.
For those who have been there for a very long time, let them also consider that those who have served for so many years, so many terms, let them, you know, sometimes they say it's better to leave the stage while the audience is still clapping for you. Sometimes it's good to leave the stage while people are still clapping for you. It's not like we'll chase anybody or whatever. A lot of considerations will be put in place, will be looked at, will appeal to the conscience of those you have served for so long, and we appreciate you have given service to this state, to the party. See that leaving the stage while people are still clapping for you.
Q. Kitwe Mayor Mpasamwai has warned individuals illegally allocating land in Kitwe West along the Kitwe Kalulushi Road to desist from such activities following reports of unauthorized